The 2015 NFL schedule is out. Let's get general reaction. John Harris, what do you think about the Texans lineup?
Well, the first thing I look for, primetime games. When's the bye week? And you get two primetime games like last year. Thursday night against the Colts again. But you go to Cincinnati for the Monday night game after the bye week, and the bye week is in week 9. I love the bye week being right in the middle of the season. It's a great break to have first half, second half. It's a true first half, second half. But then in December, when the Patriots, the Colts, you have those games back to back. That, to me, those are the things that stood out in the schedule.
All right, let's talk about trends, Mark. Looking back at years past, what trends are you seeing between those schedules and this year's schedule that just got released?
All right, let me get the complaints out of the way first. Here's complaint number one. For the sixth consecutive year, the back half of the season series with the Colts is up there. What? 6 years in a row? That's tough stuff. Obviously, the Texans have never won at Indy and have only beaten them 4 times in franchise history. What's interesting, though, is that for the 10th time ever, the Texans open at home. That's 10 out of 14 years of franchise history they've opened at home. What about Monday Night Football? Football. 4 consecutive years, Monday night on the road, and that's 5 out of the last 6 years they have Monday Night Football on the road. Why don't they have a home game here at NRG Stadium? Great home atmosphere, one of the very best in the league, and I'm being objective, actually, when I say that. Texans have only hosted Monday Night Football twice. They went 1-1. That's my complaint section of this program.
You're being objective, and you're also very excited, but excited in a good way, John Harris. What excites you about this year's schedule?
Well, I don't know who brought Billy Beane from Moneyball over here with all of his analyticals, but I think the Patriots game at home, even though the world champs coming off such a great season, seeing them here, it's always an electric atmosphere when Belichick and Brady and company come to this place. So I think that'll be an electric atmosphere here, and it's in December. So the potential of that game being flexed to a Sunday night game, that is still there. But personally for me, that second game against Carolina, I get to go see some family for that game against Cam Newton, the second game out of the chute. See Cam Newton the second game isn't all that exciting, but going up there, a place I haven't seen a game in a while, I'm excited to go to Carolina on September 20th.
All right, a lot of talk about the weather every single year. What about this year? Cold weather games, warm weather games, any games where weather might be a storyline?
You know, you got 3 of them potentially because you have early December in Buffalo. You have late December at Tennessee. That could go either way. And you have the Monday Nighter mid-November in Cincinnati. And again, that could go either way. But the Texans historically have done pretty well in the bad weather. Last year, Cleveland wasn't too bad, but it was kind of chilly. But at Green Bay in the 0-degree temperatures, at Chicago at 04, and even the rainy mess with Chicago in November of 2012. Historically, Texans have done pretty well in the inclement weather, so I'm not too worried about that part.
All right, rapid reaction for the Texans 2015 NFL schedule. For more coverage, log on to HoustonTexans.com.